Starcom Network and the Department of History, Philosophy and Psychology, University of the West Indies, Cave Hill Campus present Today in Bajan History.
Hello, my name is Lisa Yard, graduate of the Faculty of Humanities and Education, the University of the West Indies, Cave Hill Campus. On this day, October 5th, 1839, the Barbadian newspaper carried a letter to the editor by Mr. J.T. Roberts, Jr. of Eryhill, on the laying of the cornerstone for the St. Matthew's Parsonage. The St. Matthew's Church was consecrated by Bishop William Hart Coleridge in March 1830 and is situated on land donated by James Rogers, then owner of Friendship Plantation. However, the priest in charge of the church did not have a parsonage. Once again, it was the owners of the neighboring plantation that donated land for the provision of a home for the priest. It was Ayr King, the owner of Waterford and Hopeland plantations, who set aside 1 acre of land from Hopeland plantation for the construction of the parsonage. Along with Mr. King, others present at the laying of the cornerstone were Reverend Mr. Culpepper, priest in charge of the St. Matthew's Chapel, Connell Critchlow, and the writer of the letter to the editor, Mr. J.T. Roberts, Jr. Mr. King placed a quarter dollar and a farthing on the ground and laid the cornerstone for the parsonage in place over the coins. Reverend Culpepper then invoked God's blessings on the parsonage. The task of constructing the parsonage was given to 3 black artisans, 2 masons and a carpenter, who were residents of the neighboring district. One of the masons, a Joe Sampson, was described as a superior mason and the carpenter as an excellent one. The construction of the parsonage was expected to be completed by Christmas, even though the funds needed had not been fully subscribed. At the ceremony, it was announced that the late Sir Francis Ford of Lair's Plantation and Lord Herewood of the Bell Plantation had each donated £100. Donations were also received from a Mr. Bevel and the late Speaker of the Assembly, the Honorable S. M. Hines, who were not residents of the district. Other donations were expected. Mr. Roberts made the point that with a parsonage, the priest would be able to better serve parishioners, as he would be among them, as he felt that there were thousands of ignorant sinners in Barbados who were destroyed for a lack of knowledge. Importantly, it was felt that the building of the parsonage would save the priest some money, as the small stipend of £500 they received would be eroded by house rent payments. In fact, Mr. Roberts suggested that the treasury should increase the stipends that priests received. This was indeed a good day for the priests and the parishioners of St. Matthew's Chapel.
Today in Bajan History with Starcom Network and the Department of History, Philosophy and Psychology, University of the West Indies, Cave Hill Campus.